you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Listen up. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb? In the Bonus. Don't you feel like kind of lucky and fortunate that you get to hear me and I don't have the confines, I guess, of traditional sports radio. We kind of do what we want. I'll get some Dan Patrick for you, some Cowherd for you. I got a great list for you today. I got something you can gamble on, a little bit of everything. Let's start with this. Okay, so there's lots of things that people have said about the first three games of the season. Like Jalen Hurts has to be in the MVP conversation. It's three games in the season. Like, we don't really have an MVP conversation over three games, but okay. You know, because like if you put three games together at any time of the year, nobody really talks about it. Why are we doing it now? I don't know. He's looked really good. They played bad teams, but they're very good. So, but the one thing that's interesting is that how we have completely changed how we view Russell Wilson. Right? Because last year, when he didn't ask to be traded, but he clearly asked to be traded, when that happened, he was treated as if he was Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, et cetera, et cetera. And my thought always then was, I like Russell Wilson as a quarterback, but I don't think he's that level of dude. He's never been that level of dude. He's whatever next tier down from the superstar guy is. Really good player. And then kind of cheesy, kind of plasticky, kind of fake. That obviously, but look at how people see him now. So you go back, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday in the pod. In the bonus pod, that Eli took a shot at him. And it wasn't like a hardcore shot at him. He didn't say like you suck and you've always sucked and your defense carried you. He was just like, they should have spent $238 million on the punter, which is funny. And it was a good line. So Russell Wilson kind of came back at him today where he said, like, when he was asked to respond to the line, he clearly had rehearsed it. He's like, who, Chad Powers? Oh, I'm 3-0 against Chad Powers. And look, there is a certain guy's guy, players talk, where you're like, yeah, everybody talks ish, if you will. And that's how you just, scoreboard doesn't lie. I get it. But between the Subway ad that's now out there, the delivery of this line, the fact that if Russell was really as confident, cool, and collected as he wants you to believe, he wouldn't have to go and talk trash back to Eli Manning. He wouldn't have to say I was 3-0. Let somebody else say that for you. But of all the things that have happened so far this season, the 180 in how people talk, feel, think about Russell Wilson, I think is probably the most surprising and the most changing. You know, last couple of years, Tom Brady. Tom Brady went from being the most hated guy at quarterback in the NFL, as quarterback of the Patriots. They're arrogant. They cheat. They look at film. He deflated footballs, too. I love that guy. Let him get white boy wasted at a victory parade. When it's 180, the opposite for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's now a guy who, even though Seattle's going to stink this year and they're going to need him at quarterback, look, as dysfunctional as the Broncos are and poorly run as the Broncos are, they're still tied for first place at 2-1 on the year. And they lost, they lose by a point. I remember the score to Seattle. Like, it was a close game. Should have won that game. Even with all that being said, they're still in first place. But man, how we perceive him, totally, totally different. And he just tries too hard to be liked. And then, you know, kind of like Eli dropped the line and then walked away from it, backed it down. I'm just kidding. And then Russell tries to pretend like he's just kidding. But you're not just kidding when you drop a I'm 3-0 against him. Right? So as you know, Jay Stu, yesterday we went to Six Flags Magic Mountain. When was the last time you went to Six Flags Magic Mountain?
Oh, it's been a couple of decades. I ironically just moved up near there a year ago, and I still haven't been there. But I need to get back sooner than later. Maybe when it's not 105 degrees.
It was so hot. Yeah. It was so, so hot. Okay, so the last time you were there, what were the best rides that you rode?
I remember Superman being a really big deal. They mm-hmm. still have that, right?
Yeah. It's not really a roller coaster, though. My only problem with Superman is it's not really a roller coaster.
It's just a giant swing or something? Like, what's a...
It just... You get in a... I guess, for lack of a better word, like a roller coaster type of, what do they call those? Train, you know, whatever, like a cart. Mm-hmm. And it just goes really fast and then really high and then goes backwards really fast and really high. Or you can get the backwards cart. It starts out backwards and goes really high and then comes back down. It's straight up and then straight back.
Oh, okay. So not really a roller coaster by definition. Was Batman was a big deal back then? I think yes. It's still popular. Yeah,
very, very good. Yeah. Good ride.
Yeah.
Was the Riddler then?
Not when I was there. I've heard a lot of things about that though. What's the thing about that ride that everyone?
Riddler's
loves?
A stand up roller coaster. You stand up the whole time. So you stand up, loops, all the different things. I mean, it's a and now the other thing they've done is so for people who don't know Six Flags Magic Mountain. Like all Six Flags, right? It's like a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster based park. And if you remember, you go back to Wally World with Vacation. Colossus was the big white wooden coaster at the front, but it was kind of stale. So they changed it. They turned it into Twisted Colossus, which they put a metal coaster inside the wood framing. And it also, instead of like the wood style, it does loops and twists and turns, whatever. It was a very, very well. It's very high on the list, if you will. Very, very high on the list. So, did you ride Colossus? I'm sure you ride Colossus. Have you ridden Twisted Colossus?
No. I did the original, and that to me was throughout my childhood like the big one. Like, have you done Colossus? That's the one to do, and I do appreciate the reference to Vacation. The family going across the country, getting there, and it not being opened. Clark Griswold had to, you remember why he had to park at the very end of the parking lot?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so he parks at the very end of the parking lot, so they have a lot to walk. And Russ is like, Dad, why are we parking at the end of the parking lot? It's like, see, Russ, when everybody's leaving at the end of the day, we'll be first in line.
Yeah, no, I not actually how it works. But it's funny, that's kind of what the parking lot was like yesterday. There was zero people there. It was amazing. And for people who go like, why did you go on a Tuesday? Well, it's the day after Rosh Hashanah, Jewish New Year, and like real hardcore Jews, it's like a 2-day deal. We are not. And he goes, my son goes to a Jewish school, so day off. This is 2 years in a row. This is our new tradition, right? That we're going to go to Magic Mountain. So there's also Lex Luthor, which is, it actually is on the side of Superman. And all it is you sit in a chair, it goes up 400 feet and then drops. So it's you don't have the speed of Superman, which is crazy, like over 80 miles an hour, but you have the same kind of drop, only you're just kind of in a chair and you're looking out and you can see the complete nothingness in the surrounding mountains. You have Goliath, which has the highest drop, I believe. I'm not sure in the world, but definitely in the country, at 255 feet. Full Throttle is a 160-foot looping coaster, like right when you walk in, just launches you into one. And then Wonder Woman is the fastest and tallest single rail roller coaster. And I don't know what that does for roller coasters that's a single rail, but it looks really cool. It's like just one twisting kind of rail, and it's awesome. It's their newest coaster. So the list of the day is going to be a list of rides at Six Flags. Now, I should point out, okay, that by many people's estimation, X2 is the best roller coaster at Six Flags, one of the best roller coasters in the world. The last two years that we have attended Six Flags on this special Rosh Hashanah edition of me not appearing in the Doug Gottlieb show, X2 has been closed. So I didn't even get to ride. So I understand that would be on anybody's list. It's not on mine, only because I can't do it based. I've literally ridden everything else at the park. Scream wasn't open yesterday. Superman wasn't open yesterday. But I rode them twice the year before, so I do actually know them. All right, let's get to number 10. Number 10 is Superman. Now, for many people, this ride you'd think would be higher, right? Like this is a crazy, crazy ride where you go up 415 feet into the air and you accelerate at 100. You go 0 to 100 in under 7 seconds. Right? But you just go straight up and then straight back. What I like about it is it's a little bit of mind over matter. Like you're saying you went 100 miles an hour and you went up 450. It's great. And I like to going backwards. It's a big pit, but your stomach. But what's at number 9, I think, is a bigger challenge in terms of like part of roller coaster riding is getting over the fear. Correct? Okay. There's some fear to Superman, but not a lot. Like, you're all strapped in, you go super fast, you go up straight, you go up back, and then you're done. Superman, just, there's not a lot of thrills and frills to it. It's just a lot of speed and goes really high. I don't know. It's okay. It's at 10. Number 9 is Lex Luthor. Now, you're like, okay, well, Lex Luthor is just basically like chairs on the side of Superman, and it goes up, and you don't even go 100 miles an hour when you go up or straight down. No, you do not. But the challenge to your fear, right? Especially there's like somebody like me who doesn't love heights. Like, I don't love heights. I'm not petrified of heights. Like, I went on the ride, so I'm clearly not, can't say that I'm scared of heights or it's a true fear, but it's not something that I really enjoy. I don't enjoy standing at the top of tall cliffs and think of what could happen, right? But Lex Luthor, you go up and it's, right? You're just kind of going up and then you just sit there and you're looking out 415 feet out into the nothingness. And then it drops. I think mentally it's a tougher challenge. I'm going to put that at 9. Number 8, Scream. Scream is, it's the orange and blue coaster when you're kind of first. A lot of times if you're parking late, you know, you're going to get caught up into Scream. That one's pretty cool. You go upside down seven times, and your first drop is 141-footer. And then, of course, you have a 128-foot vertical loop. That one's cool. You got double corkscrews. You go 63 miles an hour. I think Scream is a wildly underrated roller coaster. Just kind of a classic coaster, right? There's not it. My favorites are when there's a little bit of a twist to it. Number seven is Full Throttle. Full Throttle is right when you walk in. Small little coaster, okay? But you hop in, and what's different about it is it just propels you into a loop. Propels you right into a loop. So go up to 160 loop. It's got three kind of unique launch points within the coaster. It's not long, but it's also not a huge coaster. The lines aren't that long, except for the fact it's right at the entry place. I really like Full Throttle. I think my son Hayes rode it four times. Number six, Twisted Colossus. Ooh, Twisted Colossus was a lot of fun for me. Twisted Colossus I liked because it's like, how do we get some use out of Colossus, even though the old roller coaster had kind of served its purpose? You know, we're kind of done with old Colossus, but they figured out a way to use them both. They used the iconic Woody. They put the metal rails over it. Plus, it's almost two rides in one. You go around and then you stop and then you go through kind of a different sort of round. Sort of racing. It's a lot like, and there's one that didn't make the list that's a really cool, it's made by West Coast Choppers, called West Coast Racers. It's kind of a West Coast Racers sort of feel, but a better sort of scarier ride. I like West Coast Racers, didn't make the list. I thought Twisted Colossus is a better, longer version of that similar type of ride. All right, number five is Batman. Batman's the first roller coaster I truly fell in love with. That's true. Well, I told the story on IG yesterday that I was super scared of roller coasters when I was a little kid. And, I mean, I'd gone on Matterhorn or something, the ones at Disneyland, but they're tame. I was scared to death of Montezuma's Revenge. That's at Knott's Berry Farm. You ever been here? That's another good roller coaster park. Knott's Scary Farm. In around now with the holiday season. But the roller coasters and Knott's Scary Farm is what they're known for. They have Montezuma's Revenge, which is a kind of really short, fast, explosive roller coaster. I was scared to death of as a kid, cried my whole way through it. But I didn't love roller coasters. I went to Magic Mountain as a teenager. I think it was senior ditch day. First one I hopped on was Viper, which is like the highest drop in the world at the time. And I kind of got over my fear. I didn't love it. Then I got on Batman, which was smooth. Plus, it's one of those, what's it called, where your feet are hanging down, you're suspended, where the track is above you, so you don't know where you're going. If you're in the front row, it's amazing. Batman is my number five. Number four, let's go with Goliath. Goliath. I don't know if you've gone on Goliath there, Jason Stewart, but it is a 255-foot drop.
I haven't. Right. That sounds like my speed, though, man.
Yes, I'm into it. And it's cool because it's smooth. It's not herky-jerky. And then there's one part called, I actually, it's called a helix. You hit 4.5 G's. It's not on the first big drop. You do the first big drop, you go to 85 miles an hour. Okay. Then you have another drop that's 185 feet. When you do, based upon how you're turning, you hit 4.5 G's. You go from like, you know, feeling like you're floating around to all of a sudden there's like glue of your back to the seat. The G's are unbelievable. It's pretty smooth. You know, I've been fortunate, not big lines. It's also a three-minute ride, which I like. You know, man, you hate when you wait forever for a ride, you get on, and then, boom, it's over in a second. Goliath, 85 miles an hour, 255-foot drop. That's number four. Number three is Riddler. Now, my son doesn't love Riddler. It's not as great for little kids, but basically it's a stand-up roller coaster, which is cool. It's got all the twists, the turns, the loops, the everything you could possibly want. It's right next to Batman. And the new Wonder Woman. But you're standing up. But part of standing up is you can kind of like bend your knees and flex and absorb some of the herks and jerks and G's and whatever. You feel a little bit more empowered when your feet are on the ground. I don't know if that makes... If you've ridden the ride, you know it makes sense to you. The only downside to Riddler is the ride is exceptionally loud. I don't know why that is. All right, number two, their newest ride, Wonder Woman, is insane. It's really, really, really cool. And we, you know, like we didn't have to wait for anything, but that thing wasn't open right away. It goes 13 stories, 58 miles an hour, but it feels a lot faster because the track is so slim and it's so nimble. It's just a very, it's a dope ride. The two best seats are like anything. Front's good. Back is really good. And it's got a bunch of different kind of angles for the twists and the turns. And I feel like the single rail is probably the reason why. It's not because it's brand new. It's because it's not jerky. It's because it's single rail. It doesn't look like a lot of roller coasters. It's fast enough, but not crazy fast. The first drop is more than 90 degrees. Like you actually, it's insane. It's intense. And it's right there in that kind of Marvel threesome of the three rides. Yeah, Wonder Woman's a brand new, really cool coaster. I'll put it at number two. And number one, now this one, Jason, went in, I'm going to say almost 20 years ago, and I'd never ridden it before. It's called Tatsu. You ever heard of it?
It's so funny. I had been Googling the roller coasters as you were talking, and Tatsu kept coming up as everyone's favorite. And I'm like, this doesn't sound familiar. So, no, I haven't. What is it? How do you describe it?
Okay, so you get in, they press a button, and you're basically flying. It's called a flying coaster. So you go prone to the ground. Okay, you're good and locked in there. So as you're going up, you know, the start of most roller coasters, you're going up to the highest vertical, yep. Highest vertical spot. As you're doing that, you can see it's not only that you're flying, but the track is above you. It's a suspended roller coaster. So the track's above you. So literally there's nothing between you and the ground. And the ground, the way in which it's built way up off the ground. So you're going up to the highest vertical spot, and you could see, like, if for some reason I wiggled out of this thing, I'm going to drop 150 feet and I'm going to die. I die at that moment. You're not going to fall out. Nobody's ever died. Knock on wood or whatever. But you get up to 170 feet high and you're looking straight down. You're like, I could die on this thing. So it's got all the different things of the roller coasters. It's got a bunch of G's in it. It's got a... actually, I guess the tallest spot I'm reading here is 263 feet of elevation, right? Remember, you're looking down at this point, seeing the ground. So it's not like you have to look through, like look over your shoulder or look over the track or anything. There's no tracks above you. There's a zero G roll. There's a couple of loops. It feels like you're flying. It's not a short ride. You go 62 miles an hour. It's without any question. And it's smooth too. I don't like the, like Apocalypse is that classic wood coaster, which super creaky. And some people get into that. I can't do that. Tatsu is amazing. Matter of fact, I haven't ridden X2. If you go to the park, it used to be my first ride was always Batman. Now it would always be Tatsu. That's the baller coaster. So again, the order is from 10 to 1. Superman at 10. Lex Luthor at 9. Full Throttle at 8. Scream at 7. Twisted Colossus at 6. Batman at 5. Goliath at 4. Riddler at 3. Wonder Woman at 2, and Tatsu at 1.
One thought. Yes. So you're saying that, and I'm fired up, I need to get out to Magic Mountain like tomorrow. So you're saying that all these 10, they sound kick-ass, but there's still one, this X2, that's supposed to be the best of all?
Yeah, and wow. I haven't ridden yet.
Oh, wow.
When you pull up to the park, to the left, the first thing to the left, if you're looking at the park, it's this big red one, that's X2. And then behind it is kind of a fading red one that's gigantic. That's Viper. Viper didn't make the list. I like Viper. Viper would be towards the bottom of the list, but it's a gigantic drop. It's really fast. It's good. There's other ones that are good. That just shows how many coasters they have at the park.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Doug. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Doug, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, we'll get to what the Fox says. You'll hear from Dan Patrick, you'll hear from Colin Cowherd. Before we do, though, two guys join me who you can listen to their work on the Field of 68's podcast network of all college basketball. And they have a new like preseason online digital magazine called the Almanac. Rob Doster joins us, of course. If you're a hoop head, you followed him for years. And Jeff Goodman, the ultimate college basketball and basketball insider. He's on the NBA draft as well. We'll ask him about the Celtics. They join me now on the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast.
Okay, so I welcome him, Rob Doster and the great Jeff Goodman. And you guys, you have your Field of 68 podcast network. Okay, but you've decided, hey, let's take a shot at the Almanac, which, let's just be honest, the Blue Ribbon has been called the Bible of college basketball for a long time. This is the New Testament, Jeff. Are you writing New Testament?
Well, listen, I love Chris Dortch. I love him. All right. Like, that's my guy. But, you know, the bottom line was we feel like we have a cast here that we can match against anybody. Young dudes. Not Rob, not myself, obviously. Younger dudes that are getting after it in the college basketball space and know it super well. And honestly, this started as a way to help them make a few bucks to stay in this industry. And we got about, I don't know, 12, 15 of them contributing to this. And I will put it up. And again, no disrespect to Dortch or Blue Ribbon, but it will be by far the most accurate, comprehensive publication for college basketball on the planet.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. So help me out here. You just said no disrespect, but this is better than what you did.
Listen, you know me. I go in facts. All right. This is going to be a fact.
I understand. Time. I don't think you don't need the no disrespect. We like what they've done. They've done it for a long time. Awesome. I think this is better. That's all.
It's ridiculous.
The difference for us, Doug, what we did that I think kind of sets ourselves apart is we pulled every single coach in every single league for things like who is the most dangerous player, who's the best X's and O's guy, who's the guy that's going to have a breakout season. We also were in contact with all of the coaching staffs, not just in the summer in June and July, but in August and in September. And as they started getting into these 5-on-5 workouts, I don't think that you're going to find rosters, projected rotations, projected starting lineups that are more accurate than what we have, because we were able to do it later. You know, the thing about Blue Ribbon is they have to have stuff done pretty much by the start of August to be able to publish it and be able to get the hard copies out to everybody. It's just the fact of the matter. It's what the timeline is. For us, we were still editing copy and editing teams last Friday, right? September
23rd. Last Sunday. No, yes. No. We put it out Monday. Doug, we put it out Monday. We're making edits Sunday night.
That sounds like my jam, by the way. And I appreciate you including me in this. Jeff, I forgot. You had plenty of opportunities.
Listen, I didn't know you passed. I didn't know you passed your high school English class. So I didn't want to put you on there writing. You know, we got editors, but we don't have like A-level editors yet.
We don't have miracle workers, Doug.
That's right. We don't have miracle workers.
Wow. Wow. I mean, listen, I've written for publications before.
I've talked to your editors.
When I did ESPN the Mag, they had to dumb that shit down, right? Can you say all this in 300 words? I gave him like 5,000 words. Like, are you kidding me?
I've seen your copy, Doug. Doug, you forget. I have seen your copy at CBS.
Congratulations on being a copy editor. That's it. We all shoot for the stars there. Okay, so you mentioned that the time, which is fascinating, because that's what the sport has become, right? Like this is the people asking in the spring, or, you know, I think Parrish always does the not so too early in Norland or the top 25. Like it's literally an impossible task because rosters aren't set
right
sometimes till July, sometimes till August, right? As you guys have kind of found out, like that's the sport. It's things are moving and they're shuffling. Now they're set. Okay. And I loved whoever came up with the idea of it's the year of the big man. Whose idea was that? You or Rob?
That was Bobby's.
That's me. That's about all I got. That's about all I can take.
He's right. That's all he added.
All right. Listen, Jeff, politely, shut up. I want to talk to Rob here. Okay. So, but here's the thing. I don't think it's just the year of the big man. I think until things change in the NBA, it's the sport of the big man, right? What we used to have in the NBA was, when Rob, you're not necessarily as old as me and Jeff are, okay? But it used to be, you know, these gigantic centers and lumbering dudes in the NBA. Now those guys kind of only have a home and are really valued at the college game. So I don't know if this is the only year, but it is, I think, the year of the big man. So how do you think college basketball looks this year to somebody who is used to what it's looked like for the last 25 years?
Well, it's going to be different, right? In the sense that we are kind of accustomed to this idea that everything is going smaller, where everybody's trying to play 3 or 4 guys that are 6'7" and switchable, that can make threes, attack closeouts, and guard 4 different positions. And it's just not like that in college basketball anymore. But I also think it creates this really interesting dynamic in the sense that in a one-game setting, you need guard play, right? Point guards are still kind of the be-all, end-all when it comes to college basketball. If you look at who's won national titles recently, I think you have to go all the way back to North Carolina in 2009 to pick a team that didn't have either 2 starting point guards or Jalen Brunson as their starting point guard that won a national title. So how does that work in concert with the fact that the best players in the country, like if you wanted to, you can make a first team All-American team that were 5 centers, right? There's a very strong argument to make the 5 best players in college basketball are all centers. And how does that work with the fact that at the end of the day, it's much easier to just put the ball in a great point guard's hands and tell him to go make a play? It's a lot easier to find a mismatch to be able to get a big guarding a point guard than it is to get a point guard guarding a big man. It's much easier to take advantage of it when you have a great guard. So it's going to be really interesting to see how all that plays out. I think the best thing, though, is there are recognizable names and recognizable faces on college basketball courts. Everybody that likes college sports knows who Oscar Tshiebwe is. Everybody knows who Hunter Dickinson is. Armando Bacot was in Outer Banks, right? Like, these guys are, they're not as big a names as the, as like a Bryce Young or a CJ Stroud, because college basketball is not as big of a sport as college football. They're not as big a names as any of these pro.
But it's also because they play at the same place for 3 years, right? That's a big thing, right? That's it's killed the sport, all the movement. And the transfer portal, I think, is going to hurt the sport as well. I would agree with you on Hunter Dickinson and Oscar Tshiebwe. They don't have a breakthrough star, right? Oscar Tshiebwe is very much in college basketball. You know who he is, but that's a small slice. We don't have the Patrick Ewings of the past, although maybe that happens. We'll
see. Well, Patrick Ewing, but part of it, Doug, again, there's a reason Oscar Tshiebwe and Hunter Dickinson and Trace Jackson Davis and all these guys are still in school. They're not first round picks. They may never be first round picks. They're making more money on NIL than they are going trying to play pro.
We're not arguing with you. I think Rob and I are actually agreeing. We're all agreeing.
No. Agree.
Okay. But there's that what you need is more consistency. So then when you turn on the TV, I mean, because remember, the thing we could always count on was not only some of the players matriculating for a couple of years, but the coaches.
Yeah.
And think about the sea change, right? Duke's got a new coach, Carolina's got a new coach. I mean, even Danny Hurley, like at UConn, I think he's doing an amazing job, right? That still feels weird. Like, it still feels like when you hear UConn, like, oh, Jim Calhoun, right? And we don't have – this has been a massive – no Patino at Louisville. I understand there are a couple coaches removed from Patino. It just – that's the thing we could always count on. And, like, Boeheim and Izzo are the last of the dinosaurs, right? They really are. So I think that part is going to be fascinating on how people watch, how invested are they, what it all looks like when it's done. So this is, how can somebody get a hold of this almanac?
If you look at either Jeff's Twitter feed or my Twitter feed, or you go to thefieldof68.com, or you check any of our YouTube videos, or you check out the descriptions for anything that we do on a podcast, there's links everywhere. If you follow Jeff or I on any platform, or the Field of 68 on any platform,
you have to say what our Twitter feed is, Rob.
Yeah, that's
at the Field of 68, at the Field of 68, at Rob Doster, at Goodman Hoops. So you don't want to follow Jeff for the most part. He just is arguing with people online. And, but yeah, I mean, you can find it anywhere. We have links all over the place. And, it's,
this is everything in it, Doug. That's the thing. It's got everything.
I swear by it, because you sent it to me and I looked at it and I was like, wow, this is really, really good. It's eye popping.
We talked to every head coach other than maybe one. We didn't.
Who was one he didn't talk to?
Guess. Take a guess. Who do you think it was?
Wouldn't talk to Goodman.
No, it was on Rob.
He actually wouldn't talk to me. And he would have. I would have been able to get him, except that he put his foot in his mouth in a pretty big way back in when they were in the Bahamas. It was Coach Cal.
He wouldn't talk to you?
It was after he said that they were a basketball school. It was kind of like, yeah, you know what?
Maybe he went into a bunker after. Yeah. I guess
maybe we don't need to be making any more public declarative statements that that might get me in trouble with the entire athletic department and the entire SEC.
And John Shire pull it off at Duke. It's a really, really, really big season.
No, I think that he'll find a way. I think they're going to take their lumps early this season specifically, right? When you have that many young guys, you have a new coach, everyone's trying to figure each other out. Derek Whitehead has the foot thing that he's dealing with. I think that they're going
to take their lumps early.
What's that?
Does he ever play for him?
Oh, yeah, he'll play.
Yeah.
He's got it.
No, but listen. He will be okay to play. But does he ever play? You know how many people get.
Yeah, I think.
I know he's a great kid. And please don't anybody take this as me saying he's not a great kid. But you get to a certain point and somebody goes like, you really want to play when you're going to be drafted and this can only screw up your draft stock?
I get it.
I think he will.
Like, Zion came back and played, but there's a lot of guys who wouldn't have come back and played. Just, are we sure Derek White?
I think he will, just because he's not like Zion, where you have him penciled in, you know he's going to be the number one overall pick, right? There's still something that he's got to earn. There's a lot of guys out there that can be top 10 picks, and you can see him in a situation.
Nobody's going to – none of these dudes are going to be the number one pick.
Neither of them are going to go top two. right? We know who the top two are going to end up being, but there's there's a big difference between going like mid first round and going top five. So I think that there's plenty of incentive for him to come back and play. And I think that he's going to be healthy enough early enough that he'll come back. But I think John will find a way to make it happen. I think that he's really, really sharp. I think that he's really smart. I think there's going to be a learning curve, especially early on this season. But if he can get these guys to buy in, if he can find a way to make it work with Roach at the point, if he can get Filipowski and Lively, figure out how to be able to have those two guys on the floor at the same time and be able to guard, I think that he's going to have a lot of success this season. And if you do that, then you're going to be able to get whoever you want, right? You're going to be able to still recruit these guys for your John Shire and your like the
you Duke the brand is?
Itself.
You know what the problem is? The expectations are ridiculous. And what people don't understand is from 2011 to 2021, how many ACC regular season titles did they win?
Zero.
How many Final Fours did they go to from that in that decade?
Doesn't matter. It's perception, reality.
One. I'm just saying, like it's ridiculous what people are thinking. They're going to think.
But you know what? That's like the same thing as the people that criticize Mark Few for only getting to two national title games in the last 6 years and only being
but the Few's only got job security. It doesn't matter. Few's got the job security. What I'm saying is like
the biggest issue is people don't understand, especially when it comes to the tournament. Right? Like it's so hard to win six games in a row when you're playing good teams every single night in the tournament, right? That is a horrible way to evaluate things. If you want to evaluate how good a coach or a program is, look at what they do in the regular season, right? Look at whether they outperform what their expectations are heading into the season. Look at things like that. It's not the tournament's a great way to determine a champion. It's the worst possible way to determine.
But what if Shire wins 28 games this year and gets knocked out in the second round of the tournament?
Does he beat North Carolina twice?
Does he beat North Carolina?
Does he beat North Carolina twice?
I think the one thing is that a lot like Hubert, right? Like there's some equity there. Everybody thinks he's pretty nuts. Like the Hubert thing was, it was surprise. Hubert's so smart that all the stuff he changed, but he didn't tell anybody he was changing stuff, right? He just kind of slowly massaged it in and then put his own signature on it, right? Like I have a friend that calls it social jujitsu. I think he's magnificent at it. It's a great, you can steal that. You can use that. It's not mine. But John, I think, is trying to do the same thing, right? Like going and hire Jay Lucas and bringing a couple guys in outside the family. Like that's a big thing. There was a lot of people like, wow, that was interesting. But, long term, it's going to be a hard job because those expectations were, hey, Coach K was in the Final Four every year. Coach K won the ACC every year, even though the reality is he did not.
He didn't. Yeah. I just think, listen, one of the things I'll say is he's recruiting at a high level. But I feel like, again, these days, let's face it, if you have Duke or any school and you have NIL, which they have. They have big-time NIL, by the way. Big-time NIL at Duke right now. I mean, think of all the money people.
It's not just the NIL. It's
a recruit
branding machine, right? What they can push out, they can do to your Instagram following, what they can do to your Twitter following. What kind of sponsorships and branding you can get as an individual off of it.
All of it.
That's what makes Duke such an appealing place to go. The big thing I'm going to be interested to see, and Doug, I'm curious your opinion on this, is I think Coach K commanded a level of respect from a bunch of 18 and 19-year-old kids that have been handed everything in their basketball lives.
Yes.
John Shire is 35 and looks like he's 19, right? Yes. Like, is he going to be able to command that same level of respect? And I don't know.
And I also think, and then there's also the officiating aspect of it. There's all that stuff, right?
Good call. Right. Yes.
That's the big thing. And that's the big thing is like it wasn't that they always got calls, is that what, excuse my language, they never got screwed, right? They never felt like Duke really got screwed there, right? Whereas other people were like, man, we really got screwed, because the fear was if you screw Duke, the old man's gonna pick up the phone, you're never doing a big game. Kiss Carolina Duke goodbye, kiss USA basketball goodbye. You're not doing any of those big games, period. So that part to it is interesting as well. All right. Remember, it's the, what's the actual name of it?
The Almanac, the Year of the Big.
The Almanac, the Year of the Big. If you follow Field of 68, if you follow Rob Dowster, if you follow Jeff Goodman, I'll tweet it out as well. And I get nothing financially from it. I just think this is needed. It's really good. And maybe
we'll involve you next year. That's what
that's also probably a little bit of it. And I'm going to take a point on the side as well. So that's a part to it as well. You guys were awesome. And let's do more of this. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Doug.
All right. So go out and get that almanac and it gets you ready for a college basketball season. And really, you know, oftentimes things like that, or back when you'd pick up the Lindy's in an airport, right? You go pick up any of these, the Athlons, those things, the printed copy, they're so dated because they had to be done well before they went to print. And in college basketball, things change right up to time of the season. This stuff was just updated as of last Sunday. So it's up to date. It really looks good. You can download it to your iPad. And then anytime you get on a plane, you just, if you're a hoop guy, you don't need the magazine. You got this instead. It's really, thank you to Jeff and Rob for joining me.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's get to what the Fox said.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
This was Colin Cowherd talking about Raven star quarterback Lamar Jackson.
What makes Lamar great is he's all in, every play, cares deeply. It's not about protecting himself. It's about being Lamar Jackson. You know, Trevor Lawrence likes to run. Keep running, even if you don't get a second contract. Trevor Lawrence, keep moving. Josh Allen, by the way, taking a total beating. And I hear this. Look what happened to Cam Newton, though, Colin. Look what happened to Cam Newton. Cam Newton was never as refined a passer as Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson can run and throw. I never liked Cam as a thrower. And by the way, Cam's biggest injury Do you remember what it was? It was bad judgment. He tried to make a tackle. Baker Mayfield's biggest injury. Do you remember what it was? He threw a pick and tried to tackle a safety and square him up. So quarterbacks get hurt. Some of these guys that don't move are hurt all the time. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has had two collarbone surgeries. He's ideally and mostly a pocket quarterback, certainly now. So the idea that you got to protect yourself, oh, I hate the messaging on that. In any business, use your superpower. Lean into your skill set. Don't worry about protecting it.
Yeah, that sounds good. But there isn't a, I mean, like, listen, Cam Newton got in a car accident as well. He's had other issues. But Cam Newton is so big, he blocks out the sun. And his body deteriorated from taking all the shots. And Lamar hasn't taken shots. He does a great job of, for the most part, avoiding hard hits. One, Sterling Shepard, we saw him sometimes in this turf stuff that you're going to play in, you plant and it's not good. I do believe he's built his body well, but that doesn't really matter. Like, you square up, you take a hit. The issue is the chance of injury. And as he gets older, you get just a little bit slower and they start hitting you a little bit more. You can try and convince me Lamar Jackson is a great thrower. He's not. He's the greatest thrower for being a runner we've ever had. He's a better thrower than Cam. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that. But has similar bouts with inaccuracy. He's improved greatly. He didn't have a good year throwing the football last year. It's like everybody's like, oh, we only watched these first three games. Three games is not a season make. Teams will adjust, and they got to adjust to the different things that the Ravens are throwing at people, and they'll play a higher level of competition against teams that have seen him more often. That's a big thing, right? The problem is that everyone's using it for this argument that you should pay him for 5 years guaranteed, and it's an insane argument. No one in the NFL actually think that's a good idea just because the Browns did it. No one's saying he shouldn't get paid. No one says the Ravens should move on, but there's a balance there between a guy who you should let move on and a guy who you don't want to sign to the biggest contract, the longest contract in the history of the sport at that position, considering the way in which he plays. Okay, time for my pick of the day. Jason, I got something that for people who they should gamble on. You ready for it?
Let's do it.
Okay, futures pick. The LA Clippers have, depending upon your sports book, the fourth or fifth greatest odds to win an NBA championship. I'm going to tell you right now, at plus 800, I'm looking at plus 800 at some of these books, plus 800, I'd put some, if I'm going to bet on anybody to win an NBA finals, that's not a favorite, right? It's not the Warriors. I wouldn't be crazy to put money on the Clippers, maybe more so than the Nets. And I like the Nets more than anybody else. And the reason is you have a coach who's won a championship. You have your best player who I believe is fully healthy and will probably be the best player in the league this year. Kawhi Leonard was the best player in the league. And in the playoffs a couple years ago, he just got hurt. I like their roster. I love their toughness. John Wall at a minimum amount, I dig. Paul George by himself, I'm not that into, but Paul George as the second best player on a great team, I'm in. But more than anything, I think you could make an argument, Ty Lue's, in the conversation of best coaches in the league. When you have the best coach and you have the best player, you're going to be in good shape. So I might be on an island here. I guess I'm not. If you actually look at the NBA odds, the fact that other people are buying in, those odds are way better than the Lakers. Even though the Lakers have like LeBron James, this is a team that's going to that last year was throwing out just a completely depleted roster. This year, dude, I love them. I like what they built. I like their depth. Remember, you got Terrence Mann now. He's been there a couple years. You've seen more use out of Luke Kennard. Reggie Jackson has a guy who can replace him when he gets a little bit selfish. That's a good team. I'm going to tell you, I'd put money. My bet of the day is go put some money on the Clippers to an NBA championship. All right, that's day three of the Doug Gottlieb Show. What are we calling it now? We're calling it In the Bonus.
In the Bonus.
In the Bonus, the Bonus Hour. My thanks to Jay Stu. My thanks to Rob Doster and to Jeff Goodman. My thanks to you for downloading, listening, subscribing, rating, reviewing, whatever you want. I'm Doug Gottlieb. Catch you tomorrow in the Bonus.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.